County Planner Melissa Zornitas says that despite recent stats showing a net loss, Hillsborough County's population is growing.
We're looking at the population growing to about 1.5 million people by 2025.
One of her colleagues said that this translates to adding the population of Plant City to Hillsborough County every year. Zornita added that the county's comprehensive plan prevents urban sprawl and attempts to concentrate communities along transit lines, if they are built, and in redevelopment areas.
So that means it can't just keep going further out if there's not infrastructure there to serve it. We also looked at focusing growth more around areas where that might have transit and that would we foresee having more redevelopment because we see that becoming more and more of a trend, particularly with some of the changes in demographics.
Wherever these additional hundreds of thousands live, such a massive influx, coupled with unpredictable weather patterns, spell uncertainty for the already taxed water supply in a region that many would call lush. Hillsborough's water comes from surface freshwater bodies, the aquifer that lies underground, desalinated seawater, and reclaimed water. Richard Owen, who is with the Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWIFT MUD, adds a fifth water source, conservation.
Look at that quantity there, how much we could achieve through additional conservation measures in the three-county area, almost 116 million gallons a day.
Paula Dye, strategic planning manager for Tampa Bay Water, says that despite public perception, she's optimistic that the water utility can address future concerns when it comes to both meeting growing water demands and preserving Florida's environment.
We really do have a very strong planning coordination that goes on in our region. We're very fortunate that we have the Water Management District, that Tampa Bay Water can work with them, that we can work with our member governments. And we really did, when Tampa Bay Water was formed, solve the problem of how are we going to move forward, protect the environment, and make sure that there's water for the future. I think communicating that to the general public continues to be something that we probably all need to work on.
Not everyone had such a rosy take. United Citizens Action Network Chair Terry Flott said that she sees a considerable disconnect between public officials and conservation-based policy.
I don't think enough value is placed on the water when they're approving new developments and land use decisions. So hopefully, you know, something will come of this to get our community leaders, meaning our governmental leaders, into understanding that we can have both. We can have growth and preserve our water without depleting supplies.
UCAN activist Marcella Osteen of BALM said that she wasn't exactly holding her breath.
Doubtful, pessimistic, cynical. Take your pick.
When it comes to developers, Osteen said, policymakers need to learn one word.
I'm kind of tired of hearing concepts and words and policies. I'd like to see it translate to some saying no.
Others came away from the forum with a more optimistic take. Dr. Daniel Ye, a professor in the Civil and Environmental Engineering Department at the University of South Florida, said that bringing together land planners, water managers, and other stakeholders was a unique approach.
It addresses a very critical issue, that of the linkage between local land use planning and regional water management and planning. Generally, the water supply and water management are done on a bigger level, on a state or federal level, but land use planning is really done by local jurisdictions. But in fact, you know, what do you do on the local land use planning? That basically affects growth, and then growth affects water demand. And water management districts and also utilities such as Tampa Bay Water have to respond to those demands.
The event's keynote speaker was Dr. Jim Holloway, who directs Western Lands and Communities at Arizona's Sonoran Institute. He compared Florida's water situation to that of his state.
So in my backyard, if I have a 6-foot deep swimming pool, and about 50% of the backyards in Phoenix have a swimming pool in them, but that 6-foot deep pool, if I fill it in January, by the end of August, it's going to be empty, just from evaporation. If I take that same swimming pool and put it here and start empty, 2 years later, it will be full.
Holloway said that the states do have some similarities. The biggest one, he said, was a conservative majority among lawmakers.
They do not use the term climate change because politically they can't. Because the majority of our political officials think it's a conspiracy. They talk around it, but the things they're doing, which are things we need to do for other reasons, there's a pretty good co-relationship there.
Although no policy is expected to result directly from the forum, organizers said assembling this many stakeholders was a good start toward a more comprehensive approach to tackling water. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.